This healing of the man at the beautiful gate going into the temple is really one of the first signs. There's signs that accompany transitional ages, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. If you look at the signs about the Exodus, where Moses and Aaron perform really these very sensational miracles as Pharaoh continues to harden his heart, the plagues of Egypt. But even before that, there's these signs of the rod, the staff that turns into a snake and other things. But these transitional ages are accompanied by a lot of miracles, like signs and healings and other stuff that really gets a lot of attention. And this is a transitional time, the transition from Jesus' teaching ministry to Jesus' kingship ministry, where he rules and reigns from his kingdom in heaven. And the representatives, his apostles on earth, his sent out ones, that's what the word apostle means, somebody that's sent out, they are going and announcing this kingship, that Jesus has power, that the name of Jesus has power to heal people. They are acting in his name, just like, you know, if you've ever had a job where somebody said, why are you bringing that tray into the cooler? And you said, Bill told me to, Bill being the boss. That's basically what they're doing here. They're saying, you know, Jesus, we are acting on Jesus' authority to heal you. Peter and John are doing what early Christians did. They're keeping the hours of prayer and sacrifice at the temple. This, as we said yesterday, the spirituality of early Christians was the temple spirituality. It was both a combination of the temple and synagogue, the synagogue focusing more on teaching, the temple focusing more on worship. And still in this day, the temple is still standing and they're having sacrifices. There's an evening sacrifice. The evening sacrifice is sort of now our evening prayer. It is that time to mark the transition of the day. Apparently the workday ended at 3 p.m. thereabouts in that time. And everybody would see and smell the barbecue coming from the temple, which that's what the brazen altar was, where these animals were offered and burnt on the altar and cooked on the altar. Sometimes they were burned up completely, and other times they were, just parts of them were roasted and cooked like a smoker, like a barbecue, or maybe a grill. But you could smell that probably all over the whole city, the thousands of animals being sacrificed every day. And so it was a time to mark that transition. And here's this guy. He's out there, they've carried him there. He's not even able to hobble along. He's had to be carried there. We see here our inability to save ourselves in this man. We are all this man who is carried to the beautiful gate. And he meets Jesus there. He doesn't meet Jesus in the flesh. He meets Jesus' apostles. He meets the people that Jesus has sent into all the world to proclaim the good news. And so they have signs accompanying them. They're like, I don't have any silver. I don't have any gold. He expects them to give him some money. But what I do have, I'll give you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Stand up and walk. And then just like Jesus did, this is like exactly the same script of all of Jesus' miracles, reaches out his hand, takes him by the right hand, raises him up. His ankles and feet were made strong. He's jumping and leaping. There is a kid's song about this, as you can imagine, from my youth. Peter and John went to pray. They met a lame man on the way. And then the chorus is, he went walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God, walking and leaping and praising God. Da 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 da. I can't remember the last part. Isn't it weird how songs can stick in your head? But this idea of walking and leaping, I mean, this is like Michael Baryshnikov suddenly. This guy who's been, you know, carried on a mat and laid there in the same position all day long. He's doing like twirls and pirouettes and somersaults and hands. He's doing like acrobatics. That's the idea here. Not unlike David in the temple. Remember when David conquers Jerusalem and they have a procession where they bring the Ark of the Covenant into the city of Jerusalem. David goes out front, and he's wearing a linen ephod. I don't really know what exactly a linen ephod was, but it didn't cover very much. It was a rather scant garment. And he's twirling before the Lord, leaping before the Lord, it says. He's twirling in this procession. The music's going, he's twirling. And of course, his wife, Michal, looks out the window and sees him doing this. She's not part of this parade. She should be, but she's not. She's decided not to be part of it. And she mocks him. And there's like a curse involved in the mocking. But the same thing happens to this guy. He becomes almost like a King David going into the city for the first time. We encounter our faith for the first time again. This guy has been at this gate his whole life, and he's seen the temple. He's experienced it. But today, in this healing, he experiences it in a completely different way. He's twirling, he's leaping, he's praising God. This is the goal of all of life, is to leap, to walk, and to praise God. Or maybe walk and leap and praise God. That is what we are to do as human beings. And all creation does this. All of creation glorifies God. All the little bugs and insects and squirrels and panda bears, and everybody's doing this all around creation. Humans get to do this too. We get to do this. When in the moments we realize that we know Jesus and Jesus knows us and his power is getting us up. I have found during this pandemic, it's so hard sometimes just to get up. I have like a little edge of the couch that I kind of nest in. And sometimes I'll go in there and I don't come out for a really long time. I feel like, wow, I'm just stuck here in this pandemic. And so the healing word of Jesus, the name of Jesus, can come to me too. And I can get up and praise God, walk and leap. It's a good thing to do. And this man does it, showing all of us what we are to do when we experience that spark of healing from God. When one of his apostles stretches out his hand to us, takes us by the hand, lifts us up. So I hope we can reflect on all the people that have lifted us up throughout this year when we really needed it. And we could walk and leap and praise God. Amen. Yeah.